You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So Bloomberg reported something today, something that we in part expected, I suppose. We had previously been warned or given an insight that this is where we were going to land up. We were expecting to reach a budget surplus for the first time in 15 years, and we actually got there. I'm joined on the line by Chief Economist at Old Mutual, Johan Els, to take a look at this. Good evening, Johan. Lovely to speak to you again. We kind of knew we were in for some good news when we got the budget speech, and this has been ongoing since last year. But we've seen historically in the past that it's always better to wait until the numbers actually come out. And they actually came out and we actually hit a budget surplus. Not what we expected, but we actually got there.
Yes, absolutely. Hi, good evening. But that's, of course, not the total budget surplus. It's the primary surplus. So it's the budget excluding interest payments, that is in surplus. But of course, that's hugely important, as you suggest, because that's a key part of getting the debt ratio of the country under control. And we've been struggling. We've been struggling because of very weak, almost non-existent economic growth. But this is a key part of that fiscal consolidation process, getting that non-interest expenditure under control.
I hate that you say non-interest expenditure, because every time you say that, the only thing that comes up in my head is 360 plus billion rand of interest expenditure that we do pay that isn't included in this number. And that means that there's still a long way to go. There's still a lot we need to deal with from that perspective. But I suppose baby steps forward, right? Take the positives as they come.
You know, what it means is that at least, and think of your own household finances, at least we're no longer borrowing to pay interest on our debt. So that's the key part here. But you're absolutely correct. And the number for this fiscal year that we're now into is 390 billion rand. Just imagine what we can do with that. That's almost lowering the VAT rate from 15% to 4%. Apart from all the other things we can do. But just as in one example, that's a significant amount of money that we spend just on interest.
Johan, did you say 15 to 4%?
Yes, that's what I said.
That's
absolutely
terrible.
That's the magnitude of the number that we pay on interest every year. So if we don't lower the VAT rate, imagine what we can do in terms of infrastructure spending, poverty relief, job opportunities, getting the economy going. So that is a significant drain on what we can do in terms of getting the economy out of the doldrums that it is in.
Johan, how much of this primary surplus that we achieved came from the decision that was taken to pay down some of the debt from that GFECRA account that we didn't know existed until the budget speech of 2024? How much of that impacted on this primary surplus? Or was it just none of that?
Nothing yet. That was in the previous fiscal year. That bill has only been approved by Parliament a couple of weeks ago. So that's going to be in this current fiscal year that we're in. But a big part of that improvement was just Treasury's great job in keeping expenditure under control. And a part of that was no longer just bailing out state-owned enterprises that's been failing. So no longer just willy-nilly giving money to Eskom or Transnet or the others. So strict control over expenditure, and that's where the Minister and Treasury have been doing a great job. But, Jimmy, the biggest issue here is the lack of economic growth. If we get the economy on a slightly better economic growth path, it will mean so much more income in terms of tax receipts, because the stronger the economy, the stronger growth in the economy, the stronger the growth in tax receipts, and it'll make it so much easier to get the budget under better control and thus reduce that debt to GDP ratio more sustainably.
I like that you brought that up, because I wanted to look at that as to say we've kind of looked at the fact that the debt to GDP ratio expects to normalize around 75.3%. Currently, it's probably around 74%, but it is well above what is market average. And for a country like South Africa, if we're not able to stabilize that and we look at that cycle of having to go back to borrowing, how much more dangerous does that become in the long term if we're not able to, while we still have the momentum, get things under control?
No, absolutely. It's a huge risk, especially for foreign investors, credit ratings agencies, etc. Of course, that ratio on its own, had the economy been growing at around 3 to 5%, wouldn't have been the big risk that it is when the economy is growing virtually nothing or less than 1%. So that's why it's such a significant issue for foreign investors and for ratings agencies. But if we look forward, we're probably heading into a period where we can see some increase in confidence with a government of national unity, some better policy implementation. On top of what we've had a significant improvement in that private sector participation in the economy. So we're probably heading into a period of somewhat, not great, but somewhat better economic growth than what we've been accustomed to over the last 10 to 12 years. So that should help in this process of topping out that debt ratio and starting to stabilize and then drifting lower. And that is what foreign investors would want to see in the SA economy. Ratings agencies would like that, but better economic growth is the key.
I think if we can get the government of national unity to understand that, perhaps we should give them some figures to consider as we wrap up this conversation. Something that you said very importantly, Johan, is that it doesn't matter if there's growth. This figure becomes a little less important. And for a bit of context, for those out there listening, the debt to GDP ratio of the United States is north of 100%. It's at about 124%. And at the same time, they've got economic growth north of 2%. So if there is economic growth, then using debt to finance that apparently doesn't become so much of a problem. But we'll have to leave it at that. Thanks so much, Johan, for those insights. Always a pleasure speaking to you. Johan Els, Chief Economist at Old Mutual, joining me to reflect on the fact that we've reached a primary budget surplus for the first time in more than a decade.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.